A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Yud Zayin. Baba Basra 17a, pagination is 33. Starting from the Mishnah towards the bottom of the page, the start of the second Perek. We note that the first Perek began with a discussion of Hezek Re'iyah, damage done one neighbor to the other through sight, neighborly relationships, and the need to build a wall so that the other person could properly use their property. It's quite interesting because the kind of damage that's being done is not like the neighbor walked into his neighbor's yard and broke anything, but the conduct that he has from his own yard causes damage in his neighbor's yard, and a wall is necessary in order to preclude such damage. Moving on into the second perek, the second chapter of the Masechta, we definitely enter into the topic called Nizkei Shecheinim, damage of neighbors, neighborly considerations, or as some term it, the zoning laws. And we will find in this perek numerous examples of things that you can't do even though it's your property, because it will end up being goreim, causing some sort of damage to other people. An example is a granary in one's own area. If it's not distant enough from other people, then the residual effects, the chaff, for example, could cause worse breathing conditions in the environment, and therefore is going to cause a degree of restriction as to where a person can conduct such behaviors, even though it's in his own property. This theme affects noise, even if a person is operating in their own place. In our time, the concept of noise is more of an hourly restriction. It's daytime versus nighttime when it's permitted. But there could be other types of restrictions depending on what's being done and what social situation, which laws are being imposed. The Mishnah describes certain types of such restrictions. Likewise, if a person does something that attracts an animal to an environment, the case that's brought is he has a ladder in a certain place which enables, through this ladder, an animal to climb up and access his friend's birds and kill them. So then that ladder is not allowed to be there, even though it's in your Rishus, it's in your domain. Likewise, if a person were to have a garbage dump in their backyard and therefore it attract wildlife, which then causes damage to all the neighbors, there could be restrictions on such things, besides the fact that an unsightly thing might also have zoning laws relevant to it. Interestingly, we'll encounter the concept of anything that causes weakness to the other person's things. Our Mishnah is going to discuss having water near the other person's wall and therefore causing deterioration, or caustic things being stored nearby. To a certain degree, we appreciate there's a social contract, like we describe regarding mitzvahs and all Jewish attitudes. If you have somebody on a boat and he digs a hole under his own seat and the water is rushing in, but it's under his own seat, he can't argue what's bothering everybody else? They're making a ruckus. I just dug the hole under my own seat and the water's coming, because the water ends up spreading and it's residual and it definitely affects everyone. Let's begin the Mishnah. Lo yachpar odam bor samoch leboro shel chaveiro. A person is not allowed to dig a pit too close to the pit of his friend, such that even though it's still in his own possession, but he's not leaving enough of that normative ground which would support the pit of his friend, and the whole thing is going to cave in. Skipping two lines, Elo imkein, unless Hirchek mikosel chaveiro shloshet fachim v'sad besid. He distanced himself, the description of the Mishnah is, 3 tfachim, and he put a sealant on the pit. Umarchikim es ha-gefes ve-es ha-zevel ve-es ha-melech ve-es ha-sid. And he has to distance different types of things that generate heat or caustic, are of caustic nature, mikoslo shel chaveiro, from the wool of his friend, shlosha tfachim, v'sad besid, and he has to distance them 3 tfachim, or seal off the wool so that it's protected. Marchikim es hazeroim ves hamachareisha ves mei reglayim en hakoso shlosha tfachim. A person has to distance plants, the plowing process, because it shakes the area, and the disposing of bathroom material, of urine, you have to keep that away from the wall by 3 tefachim, because, and this is explained in the later sources, but depending on what the wall was built of, there are certain types of building construction that would be weakened by the urine, and person's not allowed to do that. Umarchikim es harechayim shlosha min hashechev shein haba'a min harechev. Likewise, the small grinding stone, a big grinding stone would have greater distance required, but a small grinding stone has a restriction of 3 tfachim from the bottom stone, which is the same as saying 4 tfachim from the top stone that rides on top, because the top stone was 1 tefach smaller than the bottom stone, but that's the distance that's required from the small grindstone because of the effects that it has on the neighbor. In Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Nun Hey, many of these examples are brought lahalacha, but the Ramah comments, Yashomu al pi bikiyim v'umnin, indeed these things have to be assessed based on the experts of the time and according to what particular type of damage is involved and could potentially happen. The basic simplified rule is that if something is called a grama, only causative, grama is potter, he might not be liable, but osur, he is forbidden to do it. And therefore, once it is noticed, he might not necessarily be liable for the damage, but he is going to be liable to stop the damage, to put an end to whatever behavior is causing the damage now that it has been noticed. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.